Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm looking down.
This is Liquid Damage. I'd like to welcome you all here tonight. We are a group that's filled with love and respect. We are also so happy to see you here. We are poets from all over the globe and offer a variety of programming for your entertainment. We offer our microphones so you can share your voice with us. There is something different going on with us every single night of the week. You never know. So come on by and see what's going on. Tonight I'd like to welcome Hatter, AP, and Gwen so far. Hi, Gwen.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, I'm cold. I'm waiting for an atmospheric river.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, we'll try to get you up fast then.
Okay. Thanks.
Right on. So it's good to see you guys here. We
Thanks.
Should have a pretty good show tonight. I spent the day afternoon with Deb learning how to do SoundCloud. So we've got some SoundClouds up. It's going to take me 105 more times going over it before I get it by myself. But at least well, I've got to start at it.
Exactly. You've got them in the studio. You must have done something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Deb sat there just painlessly going over it with me over and over. We did each one. And I've got a lot of it down. There's still a few things that I forget, but I think with a few more episodes, I'll have it down. So
there you go.
You know, it's I finally figured out how to get the link to my show.
That's a good thing, Taylor.
So now, yeah, so now I can put the link on when I invite new people. I can give them the link to my show, which was a big hassle before, but now I got it. So I'm learning, and I guess we should start our program with some poetry. But let's see. Actually, did you hear about the Italian chef? Passed away. He passed away. That's why you didn't hear about him, because he passed away.
Oh, dear.
I thought we'd start out with a joke and then go to a SoundCloud by Arcana Amor, who is a fabulous poet. And let me see. Let me go over here. Okay, let me get this on the board. Oh, Lord. Give me a moment here.
So good.
I forget about the SoundClouds. Okay, here we go. Copy. Here we go. Paste. And here we go. It's on the board. And go. How about that?
Do you remember a time when death embraced you? When you fell into its arms, forlorn and frightened? In that briefest of moments, everything faded away. Swallowed by inevitability. Yet, somehow, you resurfaced. Did you die? And do you truly recall your survival? Without memory of finality, to continue unabated. Beneath the shadow cast upon this chapter of existence. One that haunts the innermost recesses with doubts. So where are you now? Who is this facade you see? Is it real? Are you real? Is anything around you real? Drifting through each day, in blurs of perceived time, as if your endings never happened, erased from awareness. But deep down, you know you are only fooling yourself, taking the easy option to ignore truths from your pasts. Those finite moments when the worlds around you crumbled, to be plunged into alternate realities, bereft of reflections. Yet, here we stand, blissfully unaware, in this precise moment, carrying absent reminders of events, or how we arrived here. We choose ignorance, taking the path of least resistance, despite visiting flashbacks, submerged in brief whispers. And where do we go from here? Why are we unable to recall? Is this some karmic test? A chance to put right past wrongs? Wandering alone through cosmic citadels of consciousness, seeking life's answers through voids of spiraling enigmas. If only we could grasp the ghosts from each dying moment, death would no longer hover over us with threats of closure. Each ending melting into new beginnings that carry on forever, in rippling relays that race through mirrored multiverses. Are these suppositions of life merely roles in moral melodramas, performing infinite soap operas on stepping stones of transition, before realizing it's time to let go of our deepest regrets and fears, and step through revolving doors into the corridors of eternity.
Wow. Ooh. That was absolutely brilliant. You know, this told like a really beautiful story about death and the receiving of afterlife. A line I really loved was, wandering alone through cosmic citadels of consciousness, seeking life's answers through voids of spiraling enigmas. I thought that was a really beautifully written line, and it spoke to the poem. This poem really hit home with me since I was pronounced dead at the scene from an overdose. When I came back, I just felt so small and insignificant. It took time for my brain to like reboot itself. And in that time, my life's best and worst moments did a slight sideshow. I really love this poem because it was so honest and real, not made up and full of tragic untruths, but really great by Arcana. Thank you for joining us with your poem tonight, Arcana. I really enjoyed it. Let's get you some comments on Hatter.
Yeah, it definitely into performance art. I like the echo and the voice you used. It was very good, very, very well done. Yeah, the question we all have at some point, or to have been asked a question, drifting through each day in blurs of perceived time as if your endings never happened. Makes you think. Is it all
right.
Just a role?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Good comment, Hatter. Gwen.
Yeah. I like this one stanza. I liked all of the poem. I thought it was very, like you said, I thought it was very honest and performance art. And the darkness was really brought forth in the pace and the tone of the voice. So it ho- amazing was this one stanza. So where are you now? Who is the facade you see? So it's getting probing deeper. Is it real? Are you real? Is anything around you real? Drifting through each day in blurs of perceived time, as if your endings ever happened, erased from awareness. Wow.
Yeah.
That's something to really, to take a moment and think about. You know, I've always thought about how, what death would, you know, I think we all think of death at different times and what's it like and what will it be and blah, blah, blah. And, but I think in this particular poem that deliberate diction and pace, the cadence, really brought forth that deeper feeling of death, of the wondering of what is it going to feel like? What is it, you know? And I really like this poem a lot. Very well done.
Yeah, great comment. Great comment. Before we go on, let me welcome Wayne to the show. Hi, Wayne.
How you doing? How y'all doing tonight?
Good. I'm glad you could make it. You got some time?
Well, it's 2 minutes to halftime. I'm watching the game, but it's 2 minutes to halftime. I have 30, 40 minutes, so since halftime's about here, we're about 30, 40 minutes.
You got a poem you can put up?
I think I put one in the topic board. I think I put one in the topic room earlier today.
Let me see.
Can you see it? It's right there.
Oh, there we go.
We got sound class. We can play it later on. I'm in a hurry for it. I'm here for a while.
Let me get it.
Yeah, we'll do it later. You can go and carry on. I ain't going to work.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we here? There we go. Okay, your piece should be on the board right now. Wayne?
Yes, I got a sound file with that. Yeah, you can set the sound file later.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
I'm not hurt. I'm not ready to listen,
yeah,
so you wait a while. Take your time.
If you came in at the end, we didn't have time to do your SoundCloud. Do you have one?
Right.
Is it already made?
Oh, yes, it's already made. It's right there on the topic board. I put it on the topic board. But I don't hurry for you. We go ahead and play somebody else's, and we'll do mine later. I don't want to stop the show.
Okay. We can do that. AP, you want to do your piece?
Why not? So let me get mine from the and put it up. I've been doing some sketching lately, Linda. And
what's that?
And I've been doing some sketching lately. And it's about that. It's about sketching. So I'll just put it up now, and I'll say hello to Titus as well, who's in the background. And this is graphite, and it goes a little bit like this. A light patina of soft grey sits within the gaps of my fingers and the fleshy palm of my hand. The dark fine dust here, the kitchen bench traps, remnants dew fills in a miniature desert sand. Small gatherings like palm trees smatter and surround my sketchbook upon the spine. Delicately a stick of material drawn by patter with a light grind and scrape to pages confined. This small stick, an extension of my muse, fits with creases as if been there over a year. But nearby I can disperse any of the blues as images are etched on within's guiding steer. Dances while it furtively hovers over the page, scrapes or etches in bold stroke or fine weave, creating its own portrayals for others to gauge with the depth and clarity their eyes soon receive. End poem.
Ah, That's beautiful. I really like that, AP. It's very very soft and engaging, and I just liked how you formed your verses, very 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 constant, and the rhyming in that was just beautifully done. I like this part here. Dances while it furtively hovers over the page, scrapes or etches in bold strokes of fine weave, creating its own portrayals to others to gauge, for others to gauge, with its depth and clarity our eyes soon receive. That just speaks a lot. It's really awesome. I think you got an intriguing piece here. And did you do the drawing?
Yeah, that was my son, Linda. Yeah, that's nice.
Very nice. So yeah, you spoke of doing the paint, the picture, the sketch, so nicely. I like a light patina of soft gray sits within the gaps of my fingers and the fleshly palm of my hands. I get that from drawing a lot. When you draw a lot, you get that silverish gray patina from the pencil.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and it gets on everything.
And it's brand new for me, Linda. I've only been sketching for 6 months. So you know, I've 6 months is all I've been doing, and so it really is brand new to me. So the whole thing of drawing is just really interesting, you know, because I've never done it before.
Good.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, keep it up, because my son-in-law started out painting, although he paints vile things. He started out with a skull, a ball, trying to shade it on a ball sitting on a table. And he worked so hard at that. I mean, it just forever to get that ball and the shading just right. And now he's painting these skulls and vile women and all this devil worship stuff.
Yeah,
but
right.
They're good.
They're really well done.
Yeah. It's just the tape, the contents of them is a little vile. I think he's come a long way. So, and he did that only in about a year. So, you'll be Picasso in a year.
I doubt it, Linda, but I'll be something, you know.
You'll be happy.
Yeah. Okay, AP, wonderful little poem. And I want to thank you for taking your time and coming here. I know you're probably hurting, but it means a lot to me that you took time to show up tonight with your piece. So thank you very much.
No, thanks. I actually have secretly sent you a pic of what my right arm looks like, so you can see that I'm not putting it on. it's rather colourful at the minute.
Yeah, my husband just had a tumour removed from his arm. He's had several removed last few months.
Oh, that's
he's got.
Yeah, that'll break.
I forget what type of tumor they are, but they're benign tumors.
Yeah.
But they can go
cancerous,
so that's why they're removing them. And he got them from taking too much protein when he was bodybuilding and stuff. Now they're removing them, and the doctor that's removing them is like 85 years old, and his stitching is not quite as eloquent and beautiful as some doctors, but my husband's arm is like one big hematoma. But
I know that's horrible. So I sort of get that, but as I said, no. But and my thanks to Wayne and Irish Rose for commenting too. As I said, I'm brand new at this stuff, and so I still get excited when I have the graphite and I hear it make a sound.
Oh yeah, you
paper.
Should.
There you go.
Beautiful. Gwen, would you like to comment?
Oh yeah, as an artist, oh yeah, I really appreciated your poem. I could identify with all of it, and it's so exciting for me to hear a person who's just starting out. I've been an artist all my life, and I'm a professional artist, but I really, really thought that was a great poem, and I enjoyed it. And, you know, just keep drawing. You draw. Try everything.
Yep.
Learn the perspective. Learn perspective.
Yep.
Learn shade. Learn tone. But you're getting there, you know. And give it some time. And, you know, if you have the opportunity, get yourself into some classes and buy some books.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm just sort of starting off, and I've been very fortunate.
Sure.
The place
You'll
I'm in, I've got an artist who's just moved in, who's going to do lessons. So I'm lined up for lessons.
Excellent. It's a sweet addiction.
Yeah. I'm finding it out.
Great.
Cool. Great comment. Hatter.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen Gwen's work. Gwen is an outstanding artist.
So are you.
Well, mine's cartoonist compared to yours, but thank you. I thought I was going to hear some frustration in your words, AP, because that day's coming too. It just gets a little frustrating. You find up your demons and beat them one at a time, you know.
Yeah, it will come. I'm still in the exciting stage at the minute, Hatter, but I'm with you. You know, it'll come.
I'm a cheap date. Give me a pad of paper and a pencil. I can sit in the corner all night.
Yeah, I'm bumping away, sadly. But yes, thank you.
Okay, Wayne, is Wayne there or is
yes.
he on his...
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
That's a great poem.
Comment?
Yeah, I would like to comment. That's a great poem on sketching with the graphite. It's a dusty art, but it's in product. It's wonderful. I've been drawing for about 50 years and painting about 3. It's just the dust gets all over the face to me, and it's wonderful shading, and it's wonderful for shadows and shading and 3 dimensions. It's great for that, but just the dust to me, the dust gets everywhere, and for me, just too much mess. I got a suitcase up there with all the chalk in it. Hadn't got it for like 3 years. Need to get out and start drawing again. But it makes me sneeze. It's a great poem, and it's a good job of that, and I can feel you from where you're coming from. Good job, AP.
Thanks very much, Juan. Cheers.
Great. Nice poem, nice picture.
Thank you. So, I'm going to exit
the stage. Did you hear about the soldier who survived both mustard gas and pepper spray?
No.
He was a seasoned veteran.
Complete with your own sound effects, Linda. You're an own, your own studio. I am going to depart stage left, Linda. Thank you for asking me, and I will be with you a little bit longer next week, when the next show, when I'm a little bit better. So thank you.
All right, AP. Thanks for coming, sweetheart.
Pleasure. Talk soon.
See you, AP.
See you. Bye-bye.
Francine.
Yes, how are you, Lynn?
Hi, Freddie. We made it, finally.
I know. You know, I tried you at 9 o'clock. I thought your show was at 9.
Well, it's 9 Eastern. No, this show was
10
Eastern.
For
this
me,
is 10
Eastern.
Is,
yeah,
right.
Right. My LCN show is 9 Eastern. Which
yeah, I got them mixed
week.
Up. But they told me to come back in an hour, so I said, okay.
I still get them mixed up. I still get them mixed up.
I know.
And let's see. We did a Poetic Picasso. Titus is chiming in. Hi, Titus. Okay, but I thought we would do Poetic Picasso. Let me
Linda?
Get into the studio. Yeah?
I have a time constraint, so.
Oh, okay. You know what? We can put you up there then. Let me go grab your piece. What did I do? Hum-de-dum-de-dum. You got it listed on the... Yes, you do. Soil. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Soil.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. And paste it. There we go. It should be on the board now. There we go.
Okay. We ready?
Whenever
is
you're ready,
soil?
My darling.
The name of it is
yes.
Soil? Okay.
Soil. Uh-huh.
Where's Gwen?
I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
ready. Okay. All right. Begin poem. Soil. Darkly stark and dankly deep. Roots roam wild where agaricus bittercus sleep. Smooth stems curl lively in motions of spring, diving deep in clotted clumps of moist soft peat. Earthworms spin their tails with ease. As the musty fragrance of mold is freed, then up through the ground so cold, in between sand, rocks, and dead root toads, comes a sprouted knob of a dandelion weed, stretching to the sky, demanding to be seen. In poem.
Oh, I like that.
Lovely brevity. Gwen, only you could write about mushrooms and worms and make it romantic. I swear. This is truly a delightful piece. I just love the part about the worms. It brings back memories of my youth when I was deathly afraid of them. I was about 6 when it started. It rained one day, and I was at my friend's house, and it was time to go home. I only lived next door, and when I walked out, the sidewalk was covered in worms because of the rain. And I would not step on the worms. And I screamed and screamed for somebody to come pick me up and take me home. It was horrible. But I got over it when I started growing night crawlers in a box in the back of my grandmother's house for fishing. Of course, I had to get over my fear of worms. But your alliteration is soft and perfectly placed in this. The part I like best is diving deep in clouded clumps of moist, soft peat, earthworms spin their tails with ease. I don't know why that caught my eye. I guess it was the memory, but the imagery in this is absolutely wonderful, from spinning worm tails to dandelion weeds stretching to the sky. It's all perfect. Thank you, Gwen, for joining the show tonight. You are wonderful and always a welcome guest.
Thank you so much.
Very, very well done. Wayne.
Yeah, this is a nice little brevity. It's kind of a dirty poem, but other than that, it's
I like this one, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You guys write material for worms to grow and for the dandelions to spring up in the springtime. So topsoil is very important in my life because I'm a gardener. So I know where this comes from, and I enjoy it a whole lot. Great job.
Yeah. Can't wait till spring.
I'm ready for it already.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Hatter's gone. Cross him off. Hatter.
Yes.
Is Hatter's? There we go.
sort of wormy. This worm spin their tails with ease. Many fragrance of mold is freed. Where's the part? I was playing catch up because I couldn't see it posted, so I had to go get it. Sprouted knob of a dandelion weed stretching to the sky, demanding to be seen. Springtime, huh? Soil.
Yeah,
was this a prompt for a contest or a show?
Yeah, it's a prompt for a contest, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
It's a long, long, long contest, too.
Okay.
Dude.
All right, well done.
Okay. I think that's it. Everybody left.
I'm here.
Francine?
Oh, Francine, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Put you on my list.
I didn't leave. I'm here.
I forgot to write you down.
I have to tell you, though, the earthworms, when you said you used to be scared of them, so was I. When I would walk to school, I would cross the street to avoid the worms. I still remember doing that. But I like the part about the dandelion a lot. I love the way you worded that. In between the sand rocks and dead root toes comes this private knob of a dandelion weed, stretching to the sky, demanding to be seen. That was great. I loved it.
The whole poem is adorable,
but that one line just got me. I loved it. I pictured the dandelions because they're so hard to get rid of.
Right.
And they do want to be seen, you know. It's like they fight with them almost the whole summer. But it was real cool. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great comments. Okay, next I thought we would do Poetic Picasso. He's got a wonderful piece tonight. It should be on the board. Can everybody see it?
I have to find it. Hold on. No, I'm still on the other page. I got to go back. Is it here? Yeah, I can't see it. Here it is. Lucille? Is that the name of
it? Yes, that's it.
Okay,
that's
got it.
Wayne, you got it?
I got it.
Okay, I'm going to start the SoundCloud right now.
Once upon a time in the distant kingdom of dreams resided a fair lady, the angels named Lucille. So sprightly was Lucille, she bore such virginal gleams. The decorum was of a high-born lady, stately and so genteel. Radiant with the guise of my buxom and charming maiden, wondrous desolate nights of her sempiternal beauty, I must endure this burden of a heavy sorrow to laden the exalted orchestra, silencing the curse of cruelty. Immured in the fate of her stricken spirit forevermore, haunting her soul every day, dancing in eternal ball, with convivial gas revering, a pale countenance I adore, her footsteps blessed by the grace of the saintly seraphim I call. The big shadow follows me as I seek then her slenderness, when I worship the true divinity and the ruffles of her silk dress, and wondrous is a glimmer shining her gentle tenderness. In the morrow of my sadness, I shall find left a mere dress. Her ghostly eyes reflect an eerie image of her interment, with the same hue imbued. A vermilion night of despair. In the hollow chamber am I, phantasmagoria of the bereavement. Too gloom I abide, the morning that is so staid and unfair. Do not peer into the darkness of a damp corridor of terror, for a monody you shall find spoken by angels of death. whose voices deafen you before the marble mausoleum of awe, abate in the murmurs of my Lucille's final gasping breath. Curse as she enters the ripples of time, bearing her demise, and I whisper before the brink of the dawn, as I dare to utter the precious name of Lucille, my spectral bride, I wait to rise. Her silhouette soars with the pinions of ravens that flutter. I mourn her sown spirit, damned in this abode of guilt, when her nightly dancing shall not be swayed nor cease, till the malediction I have evicted and heard is her lute, a paean from the dirge of dust of a mortal disease. Interbum.
Where is it? Is he going to do it? I guess he's not going to do it. The laugh. Well, this was absolutely frightening, Frank. What a wonderful, scary character Lucille is. This told a wonderful story of endearing and faithful love at the hands of death. One line I really liked was, her opaque shadow follows me as I seek, then her slenderness when I worship her true divinity. I just think that was so romantic. The poem had a distinctive imagery, making the vision of Lucille hauntingly lovely. Also, the storyline was well perceived. I really love this piece, Frank. As always, you did a fantastic job defining your words into an eerie and spooky story. I want to say great job, Frank, and thank you for joining us tonight. You always bring a scary atmosphere, and I love it. No one else can do that but you, so thank you very much. And then let's get you some comments. Francine, what did you think? Francine? Are you on mute?
I'm talking away with the mute button on. How do you like that? My dog started,
I do that all the time.
Started,
don't feel bad.
My dog was barking, and I muted myself so that I wouldn't interrupt the poem. I loved it.
That's
it was
okay.
Beautiful. And I like the way he reads. It's like it just puts you in a trance, and you just have the images of the poem running through your mind. It's really beautiful. I liked the part also a little further down from where you were reading, in the ruffles of her silk dress, and a wonder is a glimmer, shining her gentle tenderness in the morrow of my sadness, I shall find left the mere tress. And I think by tress you means a hair. Is that it? Your tresses, your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just one hair. And that's all he was left with. And I thought that was, like, so romantic. Just so beautiful. And then, of course, it gets a little scary further down. But I loved it. I thought it was great. I mourn her soul and spirit, damned in this abode of guilt, when her nightly dancing shall not be swayed nor cease, till the malediction I have evicted and heard is her lips to flute, a paean from the dirge of dust of her mortal disease. It's beautiful. The words are just precious, the way he puts them together.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank is just such a performer. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I love to listen to him. I get all caught up in it. Like.
Yes. Yeah, Frank always brings it home. I mean, old school type sound. I was waiting for the laugh, too. Where's the part? Radiant was the guise of my buxom and charming maiden. Now, is he's just mourning one person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so haunting her soul every day. Is he haunting her soul? Dancing in an eternal ball. I guess we're doing. I love the way he writes, Ben. Phantasmagoria, our wordsmith. Very good, Frank. Thank you.
Yeah. Good comment. And Wayne.
Yes, this is great. This is a maddening poem of someone of love for someone who's passed that just drives a man crazy. And she haunts him day and night, and he wouldn't have it any other way. And he can't stand it. He loves it. He loves her anyway. His professional voice is something I've always admired. I'm trying to tell these two girls that are around me that they're taking theater, that he's got a projective voice in a way that's delivery that means everything in theater. And he's a good example of it. He's great. It's a great poem from a great poet. Good job.
Right on. Okay, Wayne, I got yours on the board, and I think it's said SoundCloud, so we can try it out.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know. No, it's not doing SoundCloud.
Oh, well.
Huh.
What are you looking
for? I guess I can read it. I'm not a reader. I like the music better.
You want to read it?
I'd rather not, but if I must, I must.
Let me check the other. There was two links up there for you, I think.
I think the one I just clicked on is just the poem. The words. The other one was the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a SoundCloud link at the bottom.
Okay, let me try this. Oops.
Oh, I see it.
Okay. Is this the one, maybe, that's on the board right now? Yeah, it's a SoundCloud.
It's SoundCloud.
There we go.
It is called Leaf Bill.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, they don't have it right.
Hang on. Okay.
It is called The Leaf Bill.
Sounds jumbled.
You haven't been yellow to that couple or something.
Good times left on the bad time train. Everything was fine. To Dad when he sang. Military marched on helicopter pad, stepped on the shoestring, instructor got mad. Denim danced on dark 3 days, sister sang solo in her sickened ways. Picking good days and bad, no fun to choose. Didn't matter the choice, we'd always lose. No one laughed, but a smile would seek. The last one I saw was sometime last week. Life went downhill as days crept by. Wouldn't it have been better if not the stick in the eye? Family get-togethers, planning to have fun. Little brother Billy decided to bring her. Those miserable days became so hot. It was a good time. I didn't get shot. 3 wounded, 2 pronounced dead. Went to the funeral. The Bible was read. I don't know what they need to kill. All I know, I was left out of will. You hear me?
had the car downloaded and it was fine.
What's that?
Turn it off. Turn it off. It's terrible.
Let me see here. Darn it. Oh, Lord.
What's wrong?
Telling me to log in.
You need some help?
I think I have another link on the board. Yes, by Titus. Titus should be up on the board. Can you guys see it?
We didn't comment on this one yet.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Wayne, I'm so sorry.
That's not the way it sounds.
I'm getting out of my zone here. Wayne,
okay.
I thought that was really cool. I love the music with that. It was absolutely perfect. You're growing into such a spectacular poet. It's incredible. I didn't have the poem in front of me, and that's what I was trying to get. Let me see if I can scoop that up real quick. Probably not. But anyway, yeah, but I got the SoundCloud, and if I push that link, it's going to start the SoundCloud again.
I don't know all the things about the studio.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. And it's like not letting me. Come on. Oh, here I go. Here I go. Beautiful poem, by the way, Wayne. It speaks of just heartfelt pain, and I'm sure this must have been hard for you to write, unless it's fantasy, but usually poems like this tend to follow real life occurrences. But I think you wrote this with a lot of pain in your heart. And it came out in the way you know, with the music behind it. It was kind of like, this is just how it was. But, yeah, I like this part. No one laughed, but a smile would seek. Last one I saw was sometime last week. Life went downhill as days crept by. Would have been better if not the stick in my eye. That's a great metaphor, and it's beautiful. And I want to thank you for sharing it here. Sorry we had trouble with the SoundCloud at first.
More of a sarcastic poem. I was writing more of a sarcastic poem about good and bad times. It's more of a sarcastic poem about good and bad times. So it's kind of a humor look at a good and bad times.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying about the music in the background kind of made it. This is just how it was, you know, kind of soul-y, and I'm not sure which word I'm looking for, but yeah, I get you. So let's see here. Francine, would you like to comment?
Yeah. I didn't think this was a true story when I read it. If it is, I'm sorry, but I just didn't pick it up as a true story. Family get-togethers planning to have fun. Little brother Billy decided to bring a gun. Those miserable days became so hot.
it was a good time. I didn't get shot. You know, it was really heavy. And then three wounded, two pronounced dead, went to the funeral. I love the ending. Bible was read. I don't know what led him to kill. All I know is I was left out of the will. I mean, it was really a good ending. Yeah. And
yeah.
I like the part about the sister saying solo in her sickened ways, picking good days and bad, no fun to choose. Didn't matter the choice, we'd always lose. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I don't have a sister, and I don't have a brother Billy, either one. So it's kind of a
right. But I think it was a general look at good days and bad days, and how like sometimes you just go from one bad day to the next, and that's what it sounded like. Like a lot of bad days came in a row, and I like the one over here. No one laughed, but a smile would seek. Last one I saw was sometime last week. I found that to be funny.
Yeah,
I liked it. I found it like it was a dark humor in this, you know? Very cool. I liked it, Wayne.
Thank you.
Good comment. I'd like to welcome Deb to the show. Hi, Deb.
Hey, hey.
There she is.
Hey, Deb. Hey, everyone. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, hey.
How are you, my darling?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm good. We're having some fun and reading some poetry, and we're just about to hear something from Titus. But I want to thank you for all your work yesterday. I was telling everybody how you painstakingly walked me through 500 trips to convert SoundClouds. And it's only going to take me 105 more times to actually learn it. I'm teasing, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, it won't take 105, no way. And I just heard you play a SoundCloud by Wayne. How'd that get in there?
He made it himself.
No, I know, but how did it get in the studio? Did you put it in by yourself?
No, it was on the board. It was in the, you know, where you go into my show listing with all the poets that are there.
I think
with poems.
I think it was played once before. I think we had it already there.
On your topic board, you mean?
Yeah, and then I just I copied and pasted it over to the chat wall. Where we put our links, and it came up a SoundCloud.
Yeah, I think Wayne played it on a show. We played it for on a show the other night. I don't know how long ago.
Yeah, but
so it's probably already uploaded.
No, but there's a way, because I've had other poets who have SoundClouds that they've done the SoundClouds themselves. So there is a way.
That's strange, because while I was on hold, I was looking in the studio for it, and I thought you put it in by yourself, but I can't find it in the studio anywhere.
Right.
So obviously
you
didn't have to push play for it. I'm confused.
Right.
On February 28th, it was played. So it was already in our studio. It was already loaded.
Okay. Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. I'm just going to put this one up for next. Anyway, we have Titus coming up. It's on the board. And... here we go. Is everybody ready? Everybody got it?
I think so. Is it book two?
Yeah, got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Earth angel, liquid damage, angel of touching moments. Languishing like never before, have I mourned enough to disperse a befall incurred upon. Loss with feelings still attached, there's no escaping an alibi questioned by faith, but love more so, touching moments likens to music, unblemished to the point could we salvage or prevent our calling adieu, imagined or otherwise, a substance far and wide of course than you and I, devoid of understanding loved ones we relate to, tenderly being touched, decant all independence, the past and the present, as both are preferred among you all. The liquid damaged tears they do dispel, deep and dark a sea, manifests how near enough her soothing grace beckons as an aphorism, absolved as a free will confirmed by words, her actions show a charisma gauzily wrapped, a touching abscratulate, spheres held in situ among equals, take none for granted other than showing how heartfelt you are. Aberrant charms, a delightful measure to persuade, believing the diorama, nevertheless the outcome as urged we seek to find an effluent refrain, given the spiritual meaning of your name, your gentle pride finds caring, edifying nature, morally donates a pound of flesh, as does love the same, lavishing a weightless heart, your comments do aplomb the modest veil, orbs the objects to our aims as pacifiers, speak on behalf as an incognito, faith has resolved an occasion to which help has been unheeded thereof. Tears hold their eyelids down like dampers, a time of happiness will divert often, blind appearance wise of how did that happen, was caring will do, unsure how it was that a time such as this, home from home, she a bijou, could but lift me from how far and high, and long ago it became myopic. Honestly, your words do beam light as well, you might portray an aquilith, imagined as one hopes an angel will too, have you taking me on this first safari. Nirvanas are found for the cared for, imagine them cured this rests upon, gearing up to say and do, to reply dear Linda, your comments do bring. Miracles are such as words are precious, to have given a sense of feeling, omnipresent, our tiny spaceship, chi, has given bearing, kept as a memento, mentioned as orbs, absorbed the very nature of mankind, many of whom each to their own to describe what is felt, then touching moments these naively we speak of angels, 'tis said for comfort's sake your words contain tenderness and precious feeling, said in such a way to present a bouquet, star formations are we, to conjoin in celebrating us all, and our memoirs.
Wow. This
beautiful.
Literally brought tears to my eyes. I'm at a loss for words. This was a brilliant piece of art by Titus, wonderfully woven together with lovely words and metaphorically beautiful. It's very deep and has a great heart and soul in it, and I find it to be an intelligent rite with the most charming imagery, a cosmic image that adds a soft and stellar touch. The part I liked best, I think, was the last verse, miracles are such as words are precious to have given its sense of feeling, omnipresence, our tiny spaceship, she has given bearing, kept a memento, mentioned as orbs, absorbed the very nature of mankind, many of whom, each to their own, to describe what is felt. Then the touching moments, these naively we speak of angels, 'tis said for comfort's sake, your words contain tenderness and precious feeling, said in such a way to present a bouquet, star formations, are we to conjoin in celebrating us all of our memoirs. Wow. Miracles are such as words are precious to have given a sense of feeling. Just, Tony, you are a poet above all other poets and has such a lovely and romantic way of forming your verses. I'm always blown away by your awesome talent and great humility. This piece is a great example of your awesome talent. Thank you, my friend. Tony, I'm privileged to have you on my show and to have you as a friend. I thank you very much. It's people like you that make our show the great show that it is. And, yeah, come back again soon. Thank you for sharing your poem. I'm deeply touched. Would you like to comment?
Yeah. You know, I want to comment on Tony himself first, because if you look to the right there, there's 102 poets on the site that he's made one of these masterpieces for. I was lucky. I mean, he's written two of these amazing poems for me. And like I heard you say at the beginning, you were brought to tears. I think that I don't know anyone, well, maybe some of the guys, but I don't know any of the women around me that he's written these for that haven't been moved to tears because of the brilliance in the poem. And just the fact that he's done these and done them for so many of us just shows the size of his heart. It's monstrous. And then when you hear him read it, and he says stuff like, miracles are such as words are precious to have given a sense of feeling, or I saw where he put the liquid damage in there somewhere. Don't you hate when you want to quote something and you suddenly can't find it?
Here it is. Among you all, the liquid damage tears, they do dispel deep and dark at sea. I thought that was beautiful.
Is
that
yeah,
the
isn't
line
that
you
awesome? Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
And then, apparent charm, the delightful measure to persuade, believing the diorama. Given the spiritual meaning of your name, your gentle pride finds caring. I mean, come on. Tears hold their eyelids down like dampers. The time of happiness will divert. Just, miracles are such as words are precious to have given a sense of feeling. I mean, by the time he's done reading, it's a wonder that we can speak to give the comments. And I could hear that you were choked up as you were trying to say it, because it's one thing to read it, but then to hear him read it for you really hits home.
Right.
And it bears repeating, 102 other poets have had this gift from Tony. Wow. I mean, aside from an impressive poem, an impressive person with a heart of gold. End comment.
Good comment, Deb. Yeah, I want him to do my epitaph when I die. I don't think there's anybody that could write something, you know what I mean? I said it in a joke passing a few weeks ago, but I'm serious. The beauty of his words is just outstanding. Francine, what did you think, sweetheart?
Well, this is the first time I actually heard one of his poems for a poet that I knew. I never heard him write for a poet before, and I didn't realize that he did this for 102 poets already. But I was taken by surprise and delight that he chose you, Linda, to write this poem for. And I just was enjoying every word of it as he was reading it. I can't even pick one line because I like the whole thing. But I'll try to find the one. I like the one also about among you all, the liquid damaged tears, they do dispel deep and dark a sea.
manifests how near enough her soothing grace beckons as an aphorism. Just beautiful. And then there was another one that I liked where he mentioned your name. Find it. Probably not. But
I think it's anyway. Down at the bottom.
Given the spiritual meaning of your name, your gentle pride finds caring, edifying nature morally donates a pound of flesh as does love the same. Lavishing a weightless heart, your comments do aplumb the modest veil. That was beautiful. And the whole thing is beautiful. I mean, it's hard to pick one line from another, but, and I thought you were well deserving of it, my dear. Beautifully done.
Thank you, Dharma.
Beautiful poem.
Yeah, I'm emotionally blown away. I had no
I
idea.
I can imagine.
When I started reading it, other than the fact that Liquid Damage is in the title, I thought he was talking about something else, and it was a coincidence. I had no idea that the poem was about me. And, I'm quite blown away. Thank you, Tony. It was beautiful. I will cherish it forever. Wayne.
He had to go, hon.
Did we lose Wayne?
Yeah, he had to go.
Oh, yeah, and Gwen, okay. Okay, so Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, Titus classes up the place quite a bit. He just got that knack, a true poet. When I grow up, I want to write like him.
Me too.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody writes like Titus.
He's definitely unique.
Okay. Well, let's just take us to the next poet, which is a piece by Pee Wee Cusin. And it's a very beautiful poem. Let's see. Uh-oh.
Did he put all of these in a book called Earth Angels?
This is his replacement poem, Linda, and I did put the SoundCloud in the studio for you.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, are we ready? Does everybody see the link?
I got it.
You got
no,
it, Franny?
I'm looking. Pee-wee, yes, I found it. Is it called
okay.
Cage or From a Cage? Yeah. Okay.
From a Cage.
Okay.
What I can give to you is nothing, but in time you wouldn't have taken. Having a good voice with which I could sing, or really anything, have been forsaken. Great beast, name, indiscriminate rage. Some twisted, hellish, and nightmarish ire. When they're through mauling me, a cage, so I may sit alone and watch life conspire. To rob me of all life except psychotropics. Single thing not taken is the last I need. Alone, deranged, dying, a vision scotopic. Plunging needles intravenous, fire it feeds. Of life, best advice I give is to stop it. Follow my example by never following. If in doubt, think of me and do opposite. I'll be here all alone of my cage king. End poem.
Wow. Pee-wee, I think this is so heartfelt and honest. It's just beautiful. I too have the cage for many years of heroin and hallucinatory drug use, cleaning out for that 30 some years, but I can so relate to the cage. One line I really liked was the last verse. It rings so true. Of life, the best advice I give is to stop it. Follow my example by never following. If in doubt, don't think of me, do the opposite. I'll be here all alone of my cage king. That is such a strong verse saying, I mean, he really hit the nail on the head. It rings so true. If only they would listen. My son is out there. After losing me to heroin, I can't believe that he even went there. You know, he was 3 when he had to go live with his grandmother and I lost my house. And he saw what I went through, recovery, getting clean off of heroin, the loss of all my cool stuff, giving it to the connection. He saw that, and then he went there. And now I haven't heard from him in 2 years. The last thing I heard was he was using heroin in Las Vegas. But I don't know. What we do to ourselves, and then we can't make them listen. It's heartbreaking. But this story is very relevant and one that all should read because it speaks the sad truth. What a strong piece of art this is and a strong warning to others to go the other direction, because even after getting clean, I have to use antipsychotic meds or I can't handle life on life's terms. What a great piece, Pee-wee, and thank you for sharing this emotional piece of your life. I really appreciate it. It's a wonderful piece. Let me get you some more comments. Hatter.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. It'll rob you of your life. Nobody started doing drugs thinking they're going to be an addict. When it takes over, that's when it's too late. It's a good piece. It reflects on all that.
Thank you. Right. Nice comment. I'm
back.
Francine.
Yeah, I had read this one once before, and I also felt that it was unbelievably written, very honest, very gruesome. That he put himself through this and then was able to talk about it and put it out there. I thought it was a wonderful poem. Not much else I could say. Very honest and open about it, which I thought was great. The best way to give advice is to be honest.
Right.
Especially if you speak from experience.
Okay. We're going to do Deb's next.
Okay.
Oops, what did I do?
I find
it. Did it backwards again.
February.
Okay. Oh, 1,000 more times and I'll get it.
I'm going to comment while you do that, if that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I read this earlier because he asked me to. And I think that it's really, really brave of a poet to put themselves out there like this.
Right.
And I had said to him in my comment that if one person decides to just stop it because he wrote this poem, that would be really awesome, because the poem itself, you know, it puts it out there. It's powerful and it's truthful. And I think that it takes a lot to just hope that one person can benefit from this. And I applaud him for bearing his soul the way he just did. Great poem.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that, Deb.
And Francine, you commented already, right?
I did, yes. I was just agreeing with Deb.
Okay.
I can't find that poem.
So that takes, it should be on the board right now. Can you refresh?
Yeah. For Growing Wiser? Is that it?
Do you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this
Anytime
one is
you're ready,
Deb. It's written, inspired by a Maya Angelou poem on aging, and mine is called Growing Wiser with the Wildflowers. And I saw this picture, and I just had to write. Anyway, here we go. If you spot me from the patio on the back porch swinging chair, listening to the chickadees sing as butterflies surf the air, just skedaddle, leave me in dawn's sweet symphony, sipping coffee from my big mug, neath the sunshine, warm and snug. Wrinkles grow now like the flowers, and now gray strands streak my hair, but the wind still rips the ringlets, and eyes crinkle as they stare. From the aches in me, limbs wither like the petals on the rose. The aches bend, but do not break me, traveling shoulders, spine, and toes. Sitting outside in the wildflowers, growing wiser like the owl, aging as the clock hands sweep round, but not throwing in the towel. And Paul.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, that really is beautiful, Deb. I really like the storyline. It talks of something that we all have to go through at some point in our lives. We have that aunt or our grandmother or sister or whatever that's aging, and different things that go along with age that we have to go through with them. But just really lovely. And I like this, where is it? Wrinkles grow now like the flowers, and now gray strands streak my hair, but the wind still whips the ringlets, and eyes crinkle as they stare. That's just so strong of an image. And I like this because this poem is so packed full of strong imagery that it just really makes the poem stand out. Deb, you did a really great job on this, and I want to thank you for showing up. I really appreciate it. And let me get you some more comments. Francine.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this so much because it brought me to my mom. You know, I was thinking of my mom as I was reading it. She also had a swinging chair, I would call it. We used to sit with her on it. It was a double one. And she would just sit back there in her backyard and, you know, swing on the chair and just be happy sitting in the sun. And it's a very, very true, how would I say it? It felt like I related to it, like it was true for me as well, you know, that what I went through with my mom as she was aging, and she lived until she was 96, God bless her.
Wow.
But it was a, you know, hard road. She fell a lot, and she had a lot of problems later on in life, and she was tough as can be. I mean, she got through them all. So the part that I liked was sitting outside in the wildflowers, growing wiser like the owl, aging as the clock hands sweep round, but not throwing in the towel. That was so my mom. So I loved the poem. I thought it was beautiful. And I liked the little prompt on the bottom. Age with grace, growing old is a gift that not everyone was long enough to receive. So true. Beautiful.
Right. Good comment.
Thank you very much.
Nicely said. Hatter.
Yes. Yeah,
like
butterflies surfing through the air. Oop, am I unmuted? Yeah, Deborah's getting real good at her storylines, her descriptions. Very good.
Dawn
Sweet. And you have her. Well, you know how we say when we talk, we say all the time that, you know, you got to grow old gracefully because a lot of people don't get the gift of doing so.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live long enough to do it. It's a...
Right.
With a smile on her face.
Cool. Thank you, Hatter.
Cool, guys. Well, I'm going to do mine next because I wanted to do it after Pee-wee's because it's kind of like a tandem. It's not anywhere near as dramatic and beautiful as his is, but we'll see. Can everybody see it?
Not there yet. Wait.
Yeah. Refresh.
Everybody got it?
Yep. So.
This is No Time for Someday by Liquid Damage. One day amidst my misery, I glanced into the mirror, and lo, behold, there wasn't but a face. I took a drink of Chardonnay and blinked a couple times. Even after that, there was no trace. Invisible I was now, like many times before. I don't know why I bothered with the mirror. I looked deep into its firmament, but no reflection did I see. But somehow it made me think a little clearer. As I stood reflectionless, I thought about my life with all the imperfections that I made. Now it's only 10 a.m., and so I sip my wine, but later I'll drink vodka till I fade. The liquor running through my blood is not the only thing that holds me back and crucifies my life. It's only just a stepping stool to meth, cocaine, and pills, then heroin, that cut me like a knife. So here I am with nothing but the tracks upon my arms. All my gold and jewels have now been spent. The connection wouldn't front a bag, a measly little bag. So off I go and pay him with my rent. Brilliant was my thinking all those years ago. I always knew just how to get along. But now, my God, I'm out of tricks. There's nowhere else to turn. Now in the bloody hell did I go wrong. That's the way I lost my house, by feeding the connect. He took more from me than I had ever planned. So here I am on the road. Those drugs just brought me down, but I can't wait to get more in my hands. Now there is no time for someday. The road back home is long, and the soles upon my shoes are wearing thin. I must give this all to God and take him by the hand. That's the way, my friends, I'm finally going to win. In poem. Okay.
What do you think, Deborah? I'm muted. Proceed, what do you think?
Deb dropped.
Oh, okay.
Are you asking me or Deborah? Deborah,
proceed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was wonderful, Linda, and again the honesty and the realism that you show in it, and the bravery for putting it out there. You know, it's not easy to put your laundry on display, and here you are doing it really well. And
well, admitting it to God in another person is our first step.
Right. But writing it in a poem for the world to see is much bigger. I mean, you already
right.
have admitted it to God because you said it at the bottom of the poem, but and I'm sure you've already admitted it to one person, but now you're admitting it to the whole
oh, yeah.
world when you write it this way. So it's big.
Achievement.
And it's huge. And I think that the poem is magnificent, and I think similarly to Deborah that said it to Pee-wee, if you help one person by writing this,
right?
Yeah,
make a world of difference. Well, I would say
yeah.
the same to you.
You know, one person could read this and realize what you went through, and it might hit them where they're at, you know? Like, what am I doing? I'm going to be doing the same thing, so I better start over again. If just one person gets it, all the, you know, the bravery is worth it. Beautifully done.
Yeah. Thanks for answering. Thank you.
Yeah, total agreement. It is takes a certain place to be put to be in a special place in your life to be able to look back and look at it as an achievement, be proud of it.
Thanks, Hatter. Yeah, it was funny. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed with my significant other going, one day you're going to look around and none of this is going to be here. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll never get rid of my cool stuff. But a couple years later, I was sitting on the edge of my bed looking around and it was all gone. I mean, it was totally all gone. And I remembered his words and they just echoed down my spine. And it was a real eye awakening moment for me. So now we have another poet. Who's on the board right now, Jenny Hunt. And I think, oh, we do have a SoundCloud. I'm going to turn this up first. Does everybody see the link?
Who is it again? I'm sorry. I was writing something.
Jenny.
Not yet. I don't see it. Refresh.
Oh.
Refresh. Of course it helps.
Yeah, it's up there.
Got it. Yep.
Invitation. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. Who are we doing? Ada?
It's Jenny Hunt.
Jenny Hunt. No, I don't see it. Wait. Oh, Jenny Hunt.
Refresh.
I inserted a sound clip. Take me back. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Overshadowed by negative memories, the silver lining is found in positive memories. Oh, to be young again, playing in the sun. Picnic dates at the park with Mom. Didn't have many friends, but the true ones I still have from back then. Racing back and forth before there were cell phones, always under the stars at each other's homes. Take me back to yesteryear, back to the simpler times I remember. No father, but a hard-working mother. Beach trips just her and I, not a single bother. End poem.
Aw.
That was so nice. Jay, this is quite a powerful piece of art. It took me back to a better, softer times that brought back the love of family and friends. And we all wish to be young again, playing in the fields, chasing rabbits, going to the drive-in with our friends. That was just the best of times. And one of the parts I really like was racing back and forth before there was cell phones, always under the stars at each other's homes. Brought back such lovely memories I have of counting the shooting stars laying in the sand at Hermosa Beach with my friend Janie. We used to go there and lie out, and the most brilliant shooting stars, the sky was so clear. But it was, you know, it was a memory from good old days. And you wrote this with much love, and I'm happy that you have those memories to look back on. The verse hugged my heart as I didn't have a father around. And my mom was a definite warrior at life. The only difference is I had anywhere from 2 to 6 brothers at any given time. So feel lucky. Great job, Jenny, and thank you for coming. I'm glad that you were able to show up and with your piece. I loved it. It was very special to me, and I'm sure to other people as well. Let me get you some comments. Francine.
I loved it, Jenny. I thought it was really a special poem. I liked that your mom took you to the beach, and it was no bother, because some people find going to the beach is such a hard thing, and here she just went with you and made it, like, pleasant and beautiful, and I always loved the beach, so that kind of hit home for me. And of course, being a child again and in the times when we were kids, it's such a beautiful memory to go back to that, simpler times. And in your case, you had a hard-working mom. I mean, I think it was a beautiful poem. Showed so much of what a lot of us feel and when we think back to our days of our youth. The silver lining is found in positive memories, she says. That's perfect. Just the perfect line there. Be young again, playing in the sun. We all wish for that at some point. Really, truly beautiful, Jenny.
Good comment, Francine. Hatter.
Yeah, I can relate to the easier times. I was very fortunate to have a very happy and childhood. I don't get my brothers. They see it a different way, but there was five boys in my family, and between us and all the neighborhood boys, there was always something positive happening. You know, I noticed that they had mentioned a single mother. The inner fortitude and the strength of a single mom is unparalleled. I think it's impressive sometimes.
She
read it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was a really nice, very charming poem. Let's see who we have next. I think it's all the SoundClouds we have. Hatter, did you bring a piece?
Yeah, I posted it
on
the page. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Franny, did you bring one?
Yeah, I posted it too. I posted just the name of it, but then I posted the link a little while ago.
Okay, hang on. Let's see if I can find it. Yep. Who wants to go first?
Adam.
She can go first.
Okay, we'll do Francine first. Age before beauty. Is dream, hope, want, is that it?
Yeah. Let me get
okay,
it.
Cause
do you have it there or do you need it?
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
I gotcha.
You got it. Okay. Let me get it. Okay. Okay. Dream, hope, want. Want, hope, dream. When the lights of dreams is off, hope is far away. Wanting won't weather the storm. It will pour with lightning strikes, striking you down, burning your skin, the smell of charred flesh repulsing. But as in life, all storms eventually end. The scattered leaves and lawn furniture cleaned up. Ambulances removing broken and burnt people. Healing begins. People find needs to be addressed. Some even want again. And when they want, they hope. And when they hope, a light is lit. And when a light is lit, their dreams begin. End poem.
Wow, a true guru. Those are no truer words. Francine, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I I liked the storyline. I liked the dream, hope, want, hope, dream. That whole aspect is very strong, and it made for a really nice poem. And I love this last verse, and when they want, they hope. When they hope, the light is lit. And when the light is lit, their dreams begin. That is so strong. Yeah, this is a beautiful little poem.
Thank you.
I like the flow of it. Yeah, you did a really great job. Your poems are getting better and better. I don't know if this is a new one or an old one, but
that's February.
It's really pretty.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It's really pretty. Hatter, what did you think?
Okay, I had to go grab it. I didn't see it post. It didn't come up on my page. I wasn't able to follow.
Oh.
Is this dream, hope, want?
Yes, want, hope,
yeah.
Dream. Dream, hope, want,
yeah.
And then want, hope, dream.
Yeah, the scattered leaves and lawn furniture cleaned up. Healing begins. Yeah, very. And when a light is lit, the dreams begin. So there's hope. Oh, I like that in the title, of course. Yeah, dream, hope, one. It seems like there's something in the title that I'm missing. Why is it any special reason that it's the title is reversed?
Because when you start
itchy.
Out. The beginning of the poem, the light of the dreams went off. So until the light comes back on, you're not able to dream again.
I gotcha. Wouldn't that be...
Good. Go ahead, Adam.
Terrible thing. It'd be a terrible thing to have, let's just say, tomorrow dreams go away. Nobody can dream.
Right.
Would there be an out... Would we all share it? Would there be an outcry? And what could we do about it? You couldn't dream.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if we didn't have any dreams, our hopes would be like far away. That was my next point. You know, and if you want something and you're not dreaming and you're not hoping, you're not going to get it. It's just like,
right?
Why bother?
I was more or less talking about the actual dreams when you're asleep. But I know what you're saying.
Well, that's not exactly what I was meaning when I wrote it, but I guess it could be taken that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Way.
I want to read a comment that somebody wrote for your poem. Her name is Angel Wings, and she wrote, "Beautifully written, giving such hope. Your words touch my heart, and the love the ending when you say, when one wants hope, there is a light that is lit. These words speak volumes, well written and so captivating to your audience of readers. Amazingly written, well done." I just love that comment.
Thank you.
And it is. I mean, it talks of hope, and we all want to hope that, you know, things get better. And if we're just sitting around doing nothing, not hoping or dreaming, then what are we there for? You know, what are we sitting there for? We're just
right.
In the way. Right. So let's see. I got somebody else. Oh, we got Hatter. Hatter.
We do.
Yes, Hatter.
Yeah, I went and just grabbed one, sort of threw a dart, setting fire to the rain. And it goes
okay. Like
this. Got it?
Hang on. Yeah, I got it. I just got to get it up. There we go. Right. Uh-oh. What's happening? There we go. It should be there right now.
Okay.
You see it, Francine?
No, I'm on. I think I'm on the. Oh wait, here it is. Setting fire to the rain.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
I found it. Okay.
All right.
I wasn't finding it at first. Okay,
good.
Got it.
It goes like this. Let the whispers fill the silence that feeds throughout the night. Cut my soul to make it bleed, then tell me it's all right. I take the fire from the rain and with a wave of my hand. I sweep the skies to make it fall upon the desert sand. Setting fire to the rain, clouding a disturbing sky. Questions of how, then promising when, only to wonder why. Take this time to make the past, then lie to make it true. I tried to walk, but had to stop, running back to you. No problem.
Oh, that was really cool. You have a way of putting these little love shots in your poems that that nobody else can write the verse like that. Take this time to make the past, then lie to make it true. I tried to walk but had to stop, running back to you. That is so well put. And the whole poem, Setting the Rain on Fire, is just such a, the title alone, Setting Fire to the Rain, it's magical. It's
a bell song. And it's a bell song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful. But your poem is beautiful. It's lovely brevity, and you did a great job on it, Hatter. And I want to thank you for being here all night with me and coming to my show and sharing your poems.
Sure.
You are what makes this show special. So thank you. Francine, what did you think of Hatter's poem?
Oh, I enjoyed Hatter's poem very much. And I felt like he was saying something. Let me see. How did I want to put it? Well, it was like he was doing everything that he could do on his own. Whispers fill the silence, feeds through the night. Cut my soul to make it bleed and tell me it's all right. Like he sort of had control there. He had control here. I take the fire from the rain with the wave of my hand. And then he has the third one, setting fire to the rain, clouding a disturbing sky, the questions of how then promising. When only to wonder why. Still, he was sort of in control of everything that he was doing until the very last one where love made him run back to her. He couldn't walk. He did everything else, but he couldn't walk. And then he had to stop and run back to her or to you. And I think that meant so much because of the previous three lines, the previous three stanzas. The fourth one was even stronger. So I really enjoyed it. It was a really beautiful love poem, Hatter.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We're going to do Phil real quick.
Oh, good.
And Hatter, do you want to read Phil's?
I can try.
Okay, hang on. It's, where'd it go? Phil, where'd you go? There you are.
I'm on the wrong page. Not gonna find Phil.
I haven't put it up yet. Okay.
Oh.
It should be coming up right about now.
Got
Can you
it.
See it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Potato dog. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
A potato dog by Phil the Poet. Off to shops to buy some bread, but suddenly I'm filled with fear and dread because soon the dog from number 33 will growl and run after me. I could go the other way, but it's too long. Come on, Phil, you can do it. Be strong. Tentatively, I creep past the house, trying to keep as quiet as a mouse. Now I can complete my mission, but what's this before my vision? The dog standing in front of the shop.
in an instant. I run home, afraid to stop. When I get home, I tell my parents the story about the dog outside in the shop looking gory. "Dad, will you come with me, please, Dad?" He said. He just smiled and said, "Let's go, me dad." In sight of the shop, my dad began to laugh. He laughed so hard he was doubled up in half. "You silly lad, can't you see in front of your nose? That's not a dog, it's a bag of potatoes." These glasses, yeah.
Phil, this was so wonderfully cute. I just loved it. You wrote this with such authority and love. It must be quite frightening dealing with that ferocious bag of potatoes. Just funnin'. But all kidding aside, what a great childhood memory you have. And I'm sure there was a ferocious dog in there. So great job not getting eaten. The part I liked best was the last verse. Inside of the shop, my dad began to laugh. He laughed so hard he had doubled in half. "You silly lad, can't you see in front of your nose? That's not a dog, it's a bag of potatoes." The rhyme and flow in this was wonderful, no matter what anyone says. I see on his comments somebody was not liking his rhyme. But I think it was wonderful, no matter what. I was subject to a ferocious dog. That's why I like this poem so much. Unfortunately, my ferocious dog finally bit the side of my face, took my earlobe and about bit a 1/32 of an inch away from my jugular, and had to be stitched up twice as the dog had an infection in his mouth. That dissolved the first set of stitches, but I got fixed up great. Can't even tell anymore. Your story so reminded me of that. You are such a good writer, Phil. Not everyone can write about a potato dog and make it laughable and charming as you. Thank you, Phil, for coming to the show, and thank you for sharing this wonderful potato dog piece. We loved it. And Francine, what did you think?
I loved this little poem. I thought it was adorable. And my sister had a fear of dogs, so I understand the fear of dogs, even though I love dogs. But I have no fear of them. But I'm laughing at this poem. It's adorable and it's humorous. The ending had me hysterical because I didn't expect it to be something other than a dog, even though the title said a bag of potatoes. I had no idea what that had to do with anything. But it was very cute, very cute, very enjoyable, very much.
Right on, Hatter.
Yeah, I loved reading this for him. Yeah, it's good when the rhyme is so solid, you don't have to worry about the cadence too much. My eyesight's getting so bad that I can really screw something up. But, yeah, it says it's a true story of when he was young dealing with the fear of dogs.
Yeah.
I can see why my dad thought it was sort of funny. But nothing's... When you're a kid and you have a fear of something, mine was flying monkeys on the Wizard of Oz. Scared the holy crap out of
me. Oh, okay.
I think we all had that fear, Hatter. I think we all did. Yeah. Okay, we have two more. This is by Xylophonic Blues. And I think we need a reader. I guess I'll read this one, and Francine, you can read Robert Prelesky's.
Okay.
The poem is on the board now.
Which one? The one you're reading?
Undressing. Okay. No, I'm reading this one. You're going to read the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
This is called Undressing the Moon by Xylophonic Blues. The world dancing figurines in thunders shattered, jars broken glass amongst the wind blew soft, ashen icicles playing violin, hear the echoes from lavender skin. Nebulae pearls and ivory bodice fell as rain peals from tilted sun. Frequencies illusion blurring over the electric, orphans sifting gold from sands, perfumed flesh sown on shades disclosing the indestructible body of law, anklet lotuses establishing amplitude, unadorned under an arch, exiled dreams hold the clocks languidly behind, sleeting fire turns that lead and follow, one in action and repose. Alone on a butterfly's mirrored night journey, Orion's lamp has a triple wick, remembering, questioning, and sheltering. With it, pursuant fixed between sighted wings, I unfastened to dreams, navigating uncompliant time left over. Continents of opposite emerge. Threaded dances of geese, landered shadows, designation shelter, transient dream of refuge and sanctuary. Beneath a vivid silver flecked.
Did I get dropped?
Uh-oh. Let me check. I see sort of dumped off her.
I hear you had her, but I don't hear Linda. What happened?
Yeah, she just cut off. Let me check. I'm checking the studio real quick. Give me a minute to get there.
Okay.
Oh, there she is. You back?
Can happen.
She'll probably beat me back. Here I am. I'm in the studio now. And it looks. Somebody's coming up. Come on, phone. Okay, there we go. 907-916-917. Oh, no, it's just you're 917?
I'm 917.
Okay. Yeah, she dropped. She's going to have to call back in.
Oh, wow. They might not let her in. It's 12 o'clock.
She's the host, though. She called in as host.
Oh.
She might not be able to. I'm not sure.